Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Long Weekend by Jilly McMillan, published by Penguin Random House in 2022. Today's book is all about friends, lies, and delusions. Three women, Jane, Ruth and Emily, are heading to a remote cottage in the Northumbrian moors. They're the partners of a group of university friends, and they're arriving early at the house for a long weekend together, and their husbands will be coming in the morning. But when the women enter the converted barn, they find a present on the table with a note, and the note says that one of their husbands has been murdered, but without disclosing the victim's name. Emily, the youngest of the three, panics and is desperate to contact her husband, but there's no mobile reception at the barn. Ruth, who's hiding a drinking problem, is more worried about her baby, who she's left for the first time, while Jane, who is a former army intelligence officer, is more pragmatic and believes it's a stupid practical joke. But then the torrential rain and winds roll in and the women find themselves trapped. There's already been a death in the group. One of the friends has recently tragically drowned, and meanwhile, his teenage daughter lies to get out of school in order to attend a party. But her lies don't lead where she expects. Where are the husbands? Who is playing this terrible game? And who is dead? The Long Weekend is a relentless, gripping thriller about the lies between long-term friends. The pace is breakneck as the three women battle the weather and their own demons to get in contact with their husbands to confirm whether the note is true. The three have been brought together by their husbands, who have been friends since university. How well do these women know each other? What secrets could each of them be hiding? And worse, how well do they know their own husbands? Why did they make excuses for not coming to the house early? Panic and confused, the three women descend into a spiral of distrust of each other, as well as second-guessing themselves. This book is also about the distortion of reality, through the tragedy of dementia and PTSD, as well as general delusions. Delusions about the perfect marriage, delusions about what happened in the past, and what should be rightfully theirs. But primarily, this is a book about lies, both good and bad. Lies to protect the ones you love, lies to hide your own shameful inadequacies and your past, lies to get what you want. And everyone in this book is lying. Now, this is a runaway train of a novel which wouldn't let me go, so don't start this book just before bed because you'll be up half the night. And this book is also a reminder to memorise important phone numbers, just in case. So if you like fast-paced thrillers, lies, storms, distrust, toxic friendships and the angst of mobile phone blackout spots, you might like The Long Weekend by Jilly McMillan. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.